USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I am so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. As Canadian officials are getting a taste of the people's will to end vaccine mandates, the Department of Homeland Security is planning for the same trucking convoys here in America. A DHS spokesman said in a statement Wednesday, the agency is tracking reports of a potential convoy that may be planning to travel to several U.S. cities. End quote. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.